Welcome to Podcast, where we challenge you to sacrifice a song and convert it into an oasis of prayer in the middle of your day. I'm your host, Glenn Davis. We're continuing our study of the prayers of the apostles, looking for principles we can follow and models we can emulate. Today, we turn our attention to a great prayer by the apostle Paul in the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verses 9 to 11. Paul prays, "And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best, and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God." I frequently find it helpful when I'm studying something that Paul said to start at the end and work my way back towards the beginning to figure out what he's getting at. So we see that Paul's prayer is really about the glory of God. And the way that he gets to the glory of God is by praying that those for whom he is praying will be filled with the righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ. As that happens, God is glorified in their lives. So the natural question is, well, how do Christ's followers become righteous? He says by being pure and blameless. Well, how do they become pure and blameless? By being able to discern what is best. Well, how can they discern what is best? When their love abounds in knowledge and depth of insight. And so that's the prayer that Paul is inviting us to pray today. So what would this prayer sound like in just regular talk? Something like this. I pray that you would overflow with love for one another. Not an idle, superficial, emotional love, but a love that is founded on insight and perception and wisdom and an awareness of what the other person is like. And that when you have a deep insight into them, your response would not be criticism, but compassion. And that you would be able to clearly discern, because you know them so well and love them so much, what's the best thing to do in any given situation. As you do that, your lives will be pure and holy. You will be righteous in God's eyes, filled with the righteousness that comes from Christ. And God will be glorified in your compassionate and wise love. And so begin right now to pray this prayer for people that you know, for your friends at church, for your family members, for your roommate from last year or for next year. And if you're a part of Chi Alpha Christian Fellowship at Stanford University, please do pray for compassionate insight to arise in each of our hearts. For Podcast, this is your host, Glenn Davis. Visit us on the web at xastanford.org.